Standard Mountain Hydronic Specialty.
Yeah, hi. Is Wolford in?
He is.
Is he still with the customer?
No.
Oh, okay.
Clifford Bank?
Cardiff. Bank of Cardiff.
Cardiff. Bank Cardiff?
Bank of Cardiff?
1 second.
Sure.
Hello.
Hey, Wilford, how you doing?
Yes, I'm doing great.
Good, good. My name is Jeremiah. I'm here with the Bank of Cardiff. I'm on the underwriting team. I was wondering if you had a few minutes.
You bet. I sure do, Jeremiah.
Okay, good. I just wanted...
Two of my partners, John Stagg and Joe Seeley, are in here with me.
Oh, perfect. How you guys doing?
Not too bad.
Good.
Good, good. Good to hear. So I see that the breakdown is there's four owners of the company, so you guys are all 25% apiece. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, awesome. Okay, so I just we're in the process very shortly here to get you that final approval. It's actually going to happen in like the next 10-15 minutes. The reason for this call is just to kind of confirm what you guys were looking for. So I wanted to make sure and get a clear understanding of what you guys are going to be using the money for, specifically. I was wondering if you guys could expand on that.
Well, we have this place down in the Caribbean that we want to buy, and we want to be able to do some diving down there and just kind of go there whenever we want to go.
Okay.
I wish.
That sounds awesome, but it doesn't sound like it's going to work out for us.
That's what you want to get into, huh? So all is a cash flow dilemma.
Okay.
Dilemma. It's just a reoccurring thing with in our line of business. I had a company that did this for 45 years, and we had a line of credit there. We had about $500,000 line of credit, and what that line of credit did for us back then was factories that we deal with, we order from them, and when they ship it, their terms are net 30 days. So we have 30 days to pay these factories, otherwise they shut us down. So we pay them, and mm-hmm. Now the contractor that we invoice, our terms are that 30 days too, but they will never pay in 30 days. They're typically 60 to 90 days out. So we have a 3 months, sometimes if they don't pay, it might even go to 4 or 5 months. The difference between when we get paid and when we have to pay.
Okay.
Typically, we have enough cash to handle most of it, but now we're getting into some bigger projects where we've got a $60,000, $70,000 piece of equipment that comes out, and our cash flow gets hit really hard, and you get two or three of those, and we just haven't got the cash flow to do it. So now the factories, we start working with them, and they start shutting us down until we get the bills paid. And so what we need is we need to, I understand yours would not be a line of credit. It would be more of a loan. We would need... $75,000, we just come to you guys and say we need to borrow this for 5-6 months, and you'd tell us, okay, if we do that, it'll cost you X amount of dollars, we'll add that into what you pay us and pay us back at the end of that period, and that would be almost as good as a line of credit.
Okay, correct. So what's the ballpark figure you guys are looking for?
It varies. It could be as much as a couple hundred thousand dollars. It could be, it just depends on where our cash is at the time. If these jobs all come to, start popping at once, we might be up in a $100,000, $200,000 figure. If they spread out, then it might only be a $50,000 figure. And I understand that what we do is we'd borrow from you folks X amount of dollars, and then if something else, we needed something else, then we'd initiate another loan. They would be separate loans. It would need to be paid back on a predetermined time. Is that correct?
That is correct. But at that point, I don't want you guys, I mean, from a business perspective, I don't want you guys taking out multiple loans. It's actually, because they are a little bit higher interest than a normal traditional loan because it is unsecured. So when you start to do that, you kind of start to stack, and it I don't want it to create leverage for your guys' business. You know, I don't want you guys to be over leveraged. So I want to work with you because the way your guys' business is, the way your bank accounts are set up, you guys have a strong business and it's doing well. So we feel comfortable getting you guys anywhere between $200,000 to $250,000 to be upfront with you. So that's what we're looking at. That's my range. That's what I'm shooting for. In fact, it's going to be approval between there. So if I can get you the full 250, is that something you guys would consider taking, or, you know, is that too much? I don't want it. You let me know.
We'd want to know what the interest rate is and what period of time the payback would be.
Okay. So now you guys were mentioning that you would like to do it short term. So how it works is that I am actually going with that amount of money for 250. I kind of want to give you guys some time to play with the money and obviously have a little bit of money to start paying it back, but not take money. Do you understand what I'm saying? Not make you guys pay us back and then it uses all the money that we lent you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So I want you guys to be able to have money to be able to operate and use as working capital and be able to make money off of it and get you through this time of, you know, this cash flow dilemma here. So, like I said, I'm going to go for anywhere between 15 to 18 months. Does that sound something that would be workable for you guys?
Yes, it would. However, what would happen if we'd want to pay it back in 6 months rather than 18 months?
Great question. So with that, we obviously want to put you on one of our better programs where we can give you some type of discount. If you guys do pay it off early, and I can put a couple things in the offer for that specific reason, and you know it's something that would actually help you guys out. So if you do want to pay it off sooner, we do have some type of interest forgiveness program, as well as perhaps a small discount on the remaining balance. It just depends on what program we go with. So I will put something in there for you guys. I'll also, usually we have what's called an origination fee, about 2.5%. What I'm going to do for you guys, though, because, you know, we really want to establish this relationship with you, is I'm going to waive that for you.
Okay.
So we can get this probably to you in about 24 to 48 hours. How soon were you guys looking to bring on the capital? Assuming you like the terms and the payback.
Yeah, immediate. In the next week or two would be fantastic.
Okay. Okay.
I want to take a look at it first.
Okay, perfect. So I got everything that I needed from this call. What I would like to do is, can you guys send me a driver's license for each one of you that are there? And a voided check for the business. And what that allows me to do is gather the contract for and get actual terms. And I will send you guys this contract so you're able to review it and kind of go, and I will call you and then kind of go over it with you. So that way we can talk about specific numbers from there.
Sounds good.
Okay. So as soon as you send me the driver's license voided check, give me about 30 minutes or so, and then we'll touch base again and talk more about the numbers specifically.
Okay, could you email us where we send this stuff to?
Absolutely, yeah. I'll get your emails from Patrick, and I will touch base with you in about, I'll send it over in about 5 minutes, and then you guys can send it over to me as soon as you can.
Sounds good.
All right, you guys have any other questions for me?
Guys, any questions? I think let's just take a look at the terms and what the contract looks like, and maybe we can do some business with you.
Absolutely. We would love that. And going forward, too, so with our program, keep in mind is that once you guys start doing business with us, everything goes well, in the future, we're going to give you a better rate. We want to be your go-to bank for capital. So, you know, keep that in mind that we're a relationship-based bank. We want to work with you guys, and obviously, you know, you guys would like to work with us, so I feel like we can make something happen here.
Okay, let's hope so.
All right, well, I appreciate your guys' time. I'll send that email over. As soon as I get the driver's license voided check, I'll get the contract written up, and then we'll touch base again.
Sounds good.
Thank you. All right, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
All right, bye.